Welcome back to the incredible story of survival of Glenn D. Morgan of Camp Creek. Glenn Morgan was one of the 316 survivors from the USS Indianapolis, the mighty cruiser that was sunk by a Japanese sub on July the 30th, 1945, near war's end. Nearly 900 lost their lives in what remains the largest naval disaster in history. Last week, Glenn talked about how he survived the blast and the sinking of the ship, how he was one of the fortunate ones who found a raft in the dark, fuel-oil-ridden waters of this most isolated part of the Pacific. The story continues there.
Two or three people crawled in, had no idea who they were, you couldn't see, and nobody said very much. Now remember, there were cries for help, but all of a sudden this quit. There was nothing else that we could see except this one little black blob sitting over here, and it became obvious that this was a life raft of some sort. And it did. It turned out to be two lobbed on top of another, and there were three people in this. So we would holler at each other and say, we'll paddle this way and we'll get together, and we did. We had all four rafts in, all tied together in a big rectangular shape.
Morgan was part of a group of 20 on those four rafts. In fact, that was one of several groups of initial survivors who had bonded together at different points over a 3.5-mile stretch of the Pacific. But in the water, with the noise and over the sometimes 12-foot swales, no group could see another group.
All the time we were there, you couldn't believe that we thought that we were the only survivors.
Lost at sea, all men were intent on one thing, survival. That's where military protocol steps aside and new friendships take over. Glenn Morgan hardly knew Lieutenant J.G. Howard B. Freeze until they found themselves that night on adjoining life rafts.
And he was apparently burned. He spoke articulately enough, came out of porthole, he said. He was in the raft next to me, yeah. But Lieutenant Freeze died, and rigor mortis had set in the next morning. They couldn't find a pulse. They wanted one of us to come over. I didn't want to do it. So they took his clothes and watch and his ring, and they just slid him over. I couldn't look.
By the breaking of dawn on Monday morning, there were three main threats to survival for the crew of the USS Indianapolis: exposure, illness because of swallowed fuel oil, and there was one other big problem.
We didn't think anything about sharks. My goodness, there's a lot of sharks in the middle of the ocean.
But it seems that finding a life raft instead of a life jacket proved a lifesaver for Glenn Morgan on the night after the explosion. Because, you see, the sharks chose those who were most exposed in the life jackets.
We weren't really bothered with sharks like the fellas in the water. The fellas in the water really had a lot of trouble.
Glenn Morgan's group, now numbered 19, turned out lucky as far as shark attacks go. But for three more days and four more nights, they would wonder if anyone knew where they were. Glenn Morgan, survivor, USS Indianapolis. His story will continue tomorrow. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley.